With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So I made kind of a rash decision yesterday and decided to book my Halloween travel. Christmas travel. I'm not a big fan of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't have family anywhere near here. And so Christmas is always not my favorite time of year. So I figured, you know what? I'm going to go to where I had a fun time. I'm going to hedonism.
Had you been thinking about this for a while?
Nope.
Or was this just like a right? You just decided in the moment and did it?
I feel like I've been noodling on it for a week or so. Not like good. I think I said something to you, Annie, about a week or so ago.
Because yeah. I love you, but spontaneity is not usually your game.
I know. I know, but well, it's a solid month away, so that's
true.
Not very spontaneous, but I'll take it as a spontaneity thing.
Sure.
So I booked my travel, booked my flight, booked it all, and then I went to, there's a private hedonism group. Yep. For those of you that don't know what hedonism is, it's a place in Negril, Jamaica, and it's clothing optional. So there's half that you can wear clothes if you want. That's called the prude side. And then there's the nude side.
And which side will you be on?
I always stay on the nude side. If you're going to go, go.
That's right.
So I went on this, the page. And basically, it's a place where you can find people. Like last year, I met a couple that are still friends with me to this mm-hmm. day. And I kind of put on there, I said, hey, I booked my travel. Who's going to be there that week? Which is sort of what you do.
To make friends, sure.
Yeah. And then everybody's sort of like, I'll be there.
It's such a nice little community.
They call it home,
yeah.
Is what they call it.
No clothes, big hearts.
Well, that's all that's left for you to see. So I start getting, you know, messages from people here and there. And then, you know, I like to go in and see, you know, where they're from or what they do or, you know.
If you have something in common.
Yeah, just try and start a conversation so that when you get there, you don't feel completely alone. Because going alone is a little bit
scary. Much.
Vacationing alone anywhere can be tough.
Yeah.
Especially
so,
when you're that vulnerable with no clothes on.
So the first person to say, yes, we are going, I click on. And they're from Boston.
You're kidding me.
And not only that. They're like friends with a couple of people that I am friends with.
Kennedy.
Hey.
Kennedy.
So the question is,
hey.
See, the wonderful thing about this place is, like, what happens there stays there as much as you want it to. I mean, obviously, I came back here and told you a lot of what I did, well, all of what I did. But, and so it shouldn't matter where they're from or who they are or whatever, because everyone is treated the same way there. You know what I mean? Where it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, what you do for a living, because
sure.
None of that shows when you're naked.
But are you feeling
like yes.
You guys are you're going to be exposed together in this, you know, this awesome environment.
Yes.
But then you're going to come back and you're all going to be like out at Del Frisco's or someone. He's going to be like, girl.
Or I'm going to run into, you know, Karen, who's friends with him, and Karen's going to be like, I heard you've got tattoos in weird places. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, Karen, I do. Would you like to see?
I choose to look at this as maybe a positive.
Go on, Dan,
this is
please.
Someone who you don't have a connection with, but you is kind of around the same circles.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys go here, you form a bond that you can only form when you're naked with somebody on an island.
True.
And then you come back here and you guys are just good friends.
At least you know that you like the same people. You know what I mean? So at least you know that he has good taste.
Yes.
Or she. Is it a girl?
It's couples. It's always couples.
Oh. Well, so at least you know that they have good taste, which
yes.
is good.
Yes.
We have to share that in common. Are you more excited this time around?
I'm so excited. Because like last time, I don't know if you guys remember, but I had a layover in Miami, and I got sick on the airplane twice. And when I got to Miami, I almost bought a ticket and came back. I was in the bathroom hyperventilating.
I remember
you sending back audio,
yeah.
And I could, my heart started beating so fast because of how nervous you
right.
were.
But then once I got there, and once you do the first walk around, once you do the first stand up at waiting for nachos that everyone has to look at your back, you're like, fine. It's fine.
It's here.
Right. And once you realize that everybody there doesn't look like the people in the brochures, they look like you.
Right.
Regular people.
Just regular folks.
Human beings.
Just having a good time. So, no, I'm super excited about it this time. I feel like I know where everything is better and I know.
Right.
You're a pro. You're a vet.
I'm not going to go that far.
What do you pack for a nude vacation? Like big hats and sunscreen?
Big hats and sunscreen.
That's about it.
I carry my one caftan. And then for theme nights.
Yes.
You pack for theme nights.
Are you going to bring mistletoe? Like I'm wearing nothing but mistletoe. It's Christmas.
Maybe.
Kiss me.
I love this so much.
So anyway, from the 978, I've never done hedonism, but I found a place in Rhode Island that is a nudist campground. Hello?
What?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm trying to be in the woods nude. There's like bugs and
that's
twigs.
Just spray. You'd be fine. I'll go with you to Rhode Island. You should come with me to hedonism. We're going to be a good time.
So what do you think you're going to do with this gentleman? Are you going to keep texting with him and plan something
when
you're
there?
Well,
this is sort of just like a, you know, I put a post up and people are answering it underneath.
Right.
I haven't like started, hi, how are you? Can, you know, I'd
let's
like to
be
meet
friends
you when you get,
there,
let's
yeah.
be friends. I haven't started that yet, but I'm sure that will come later. Yay.
Yeah. And you're doing it. You're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.